Well, I just want to take a moment today and talk about a subject that is not only near to my heart, but I really believe it's near to the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that subject is the local New Testament church. And recently, I heard someone saying how they were against religion, and religion just emphasizes the law and not grace, and so on and so forth. And you know, really and truthfully, I concur with the idea that religion is not the answer. That was true in the days of Jesus, that oftentimes it was the religious crowd that wanted to add more rules and alienate our Lord from people. And religion can be divisive and can be void of truth. And so I'm not an advocate of religion or, you know, organized religion, but I am definitely an advocate of the local, visible New Testament church. And when people want to talk about, hey, I'm under grace, I don't need religion, to the point that they're not faithfully involved in the local New Testament church, then they're proving that they're not very rooted in the teachings of Scripture or even really following after the heart of the Lord. The Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth." You know, of the 117 times that you find the word church in the New Testament, the vast majority of those times, 114 of those, speak of a local, visible, called out assembly. And I just thank the Lord for what he does through his church. And I think in this day of technology and Facebook and the internet, a lot of times the relationships of Christians are over the internet, but God intends for us to gather together face to face for the purpose of encouraging and exhorting and growing together in the Word of God. And when I think about the church, just a few thoughts today, I think about the methods of the church, and not specifically in soul winning or outreach just now, but I think particularly that God has ordained the church to have a certain polity. And with that polity, he teaches us that all things should be done decently and in order. And we know that in Ephesians 4 and verse 11, the Bible says he gave some apostles and some prophets, and he gave some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God's method for the church is that he has given to the church pastors and teachers for the edifying and building up of the church. So when someone says, I don't need religion, I'm under grace, number one, they probably don't really understand grace. According to the scriptures, is given for the purpose of growth and purification. The grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. So grace isn't your blanket to avoid church, number one. Number two, the local church truly is God ordained as a place where we can have scriptural teaching, biblical leadership. And God himself, Ephesians 4:11 says, has given pastors and teachers and evangelists. And as we think of the revival coming up right here at Lancaster Baptist Church, I'm looking forward to hearing Dr. John Getch open the Word of God. And I've been praying this week, Lord, whatever you want to do in my heart, through the local church, through the preached word, through the evangelist, speak to me. And I hope that's the heart of every member of Lancaster Baptist Church. Now, as it concerns the leadership, the Bible says that every church is to have elders or pastors, Titus 1:5. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest ordain and set in order things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city. The scriptures teach in 1 Timothy, right here in chapter 3, that we're to have the offices of the pastor and the deacons serving in the local church. We have the ordinances of the church, baptism and the Lord's table. We have the commission of the church to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I believe that commission in Matthew 28 was given to the first called out assembly of believers. And so when you really think about it, organizationally, though we're against religion, God has given some order for the church. And he wants the church to be, as it says here in verse 15, the house of God. 1 Peter 2:5 says that we are lively stones and built up into a spiritual house. So, you know, when you hear, you know, someone kind of doing their little rap song or their little ditty about why they don't like religion, that's okay to a point. But if they want to say that they're, you know, kind of not needing God's plan of the local church, then they're stepping outside of the bounds of God's will for their life. God wants us to understand that the church has a definite order that he's given. Not only do they have an order, the church has a ministry. And our ministry is to be the pillar and the ground of the truth. We are to lift up the truth in a day in which truth is harder and harder to find. And even with many Christians who want to bask in a false precept of grace or in the emotional styles of worship that abound, we need the truth, line upon line. We need to be the pillar and the ground of the truth. And the scriptures teach us, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of the truth. So the church has some methods. It has some order. The church has a ministry to lift up the truth of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the doctrines of the word of God. And then we not only have a ministry, but thank the Lord, we have a message. And when I think about our message, it's right here in 1 Timothy 3:16. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in this world, and received up into glory. And I'm thankful that in just a few minutes, when I step onto the platform to preach the word of God, I have something to say, not because I'm important, but because God was manifest in the flesh. And I love the church. I know you love the church as well. And don't ever be ashamed of it. Do all you can to strengthen the local church where you serve. My 87-year-old mother-in-law is in the hospital tonight, and she has a broken vertebrae. In the last few days, Terry and I have been at the hospital many hours trying to help her through this time, and she may be going into a convalescent home. Over and over again, what she's told me is, not that she misses religion, not that she misses, the piety of religion. She misses her church, because this is where she's encouraged, this is where she's fed. And I believe that every believer who really knows Jesus loves the local church. Churches aren't perfect. Boy, there's all kinds of problems in churches. We know that. But it's still God's plan, God's program. And I'm sorry for the times when we as men kind of get in the way of God's ministry. But I'm thankful that in spite of our failures, in spite of our sometimes weird personalities in the church, I'm thankful that God's mission is still going forward, that we still have pastors and deacons and the Bible to teach, and we still have the ministry of lifting up the truth, and we still have that message of Jesus Christ. And I don't care who you are, if you can't get under the preaching of the gospel of Christ and be encouraged, you're in trouble as a Christian. And so let me encourage you today. It's not about religion, we concur, but it is about faithfulness to the Lord, and He does give the church as a place for us to grow.